Sefer Shemot, Perashat Shemot. In our Perasha, we learn about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the future Redeemer of the Jewish nation from Egypt. We also read that at the same time, Paro made a decree, Kol HaBen HaYilod HaYora Tashlichuhu, that all the boys that were to be born were to be thrown into the Nile. And we read how Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, after she wasn't able to hide Moshe anymore, she made him a small teva, a little box, and she placed her little infant Moshe into the box, and she had no choice but to place the teva, the ark, on the Sfat Tayor, in the Nile. The Pasuk writes, Vateret bat Paro lirchotz al Yor, the daughter of Paro, Batya, went down to the Yor to bathe. Vateret et ha-teva, and she sees the teva floating in the water. She extends her arm, and she takes it. Vateftach vatereu et ha-yelid. It says she opened the teva and she sees the child. Vehine na'ar boche, and behold, the lad was crying. Vatachmol alav, she had mercy on him. Vatomen, and she says, miyaldeha ivrim ze, she said, this must be from the Jewish children. The simple explanation is, who else is going to be floating down the river in a basket, if not a Jewish child? So Batya made the logical assumption that this boy must be Jewish. The Baal HaTurim over here has a very, very, very powerful insight on this pasuk, and he says, "Vehine na'ar boche," and behold, the lad was crying. Ze Aharon, he says, the lad that was crying was not Moshe, but it was Aharon shenihato etzel ha-teva, that was actually standing by the bank of the river waiting to see what was going to happen. It comes out that Aharon, the brother of Moshe, when he was watching the fate of Moshe Rabbeinu being drawn down the river to his ultimate death, Chas v'Shalom, Aharon, the loving brother that he was crying. The explanation then might be that when Batya opened the basket, v'hinenar boche, and she heard someone from the sidelines crying, she said, this must be a Jewish boy, because if there's somebody crying for him, that's a Jewish trait. If there's somebody that's crying for this child, if somebody's having compassion for this baby, the size of Aharon that were heard from the sidelines, that's what tipped off Batya to know that this boy is Jewish, because Jews by nature commiserate with each other and they share in each other's sorrow and they carry each other's burdens. The Baal HaTurim concludes and says, if you take the words Na'ar Boche, numerically, the words Na'ar Boche equal the same gematria as Ze Aharon HaKohen. This is Aharon HaKohen. So you see a great lesson, Rabotai, how Aharon and Moshe, the two brothers, that was what the feelings that Aharon had by crying for his brother. And that should be a musar to us when we see stories, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or in our community or in the Jewish world, of Jews that are coming on hard times. It's not enough for us to wave our hands and say, what a shame. We must actually commiserate with them and feel their pain, and then it should prompt us into action to do something about it. Shabbat Shalom.